to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning and how are y'all? Believe it or not, it's Wednesday again. Manhood hours in the third hour today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, sorry, I'm trying to adjust my headset here. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, a doozy for those only who want to overcome their hell, their misery, their pain, their hell on earth, who want to have perfect peace. It's only for those. And that's a handful or less. Men and women. Did you know only a few men and women really want to overcome their hell? Most people love their hell. They love it. That's why they hold on to it. They love it. If they didn't love it, they'll let it go. Isn't that amazing? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you and busy, you can't sit and watch the show because you're doing whatever you're doing. You're an illegal alien, and you heard that Trump is coming, and so ICE is coming, and so you go on the news and you cry and say, oh, they took my husband. Now, what I don't understand about the illegal aliens, if you can fight this country, to stay in this country, you can help each other hide from ICE. Why can't you put that same energy in fighting for your freedom in your own country? Why is it that you can come to America and proclaim or claim that you are running from tyranny from the other, your government, and you didn't have sense enough to stand up and fight your own government, but you can come here and fight our government? That makes sense. Are you saying that we, our government, are weaker than your government? We have a beta government, so you can fight our government for your freedom, but you can't fight your own government. Think about that. You have men and women in Los Angeles and other so-called blue states that are helping the illegal alien hide. They're telling them when ICE is coming, and they're fighting our government. But they say they came here because their government was mean to them. Why do you fight your own government? If you got the gonads to stand up to our government, stand up your own home up to your own government. Don't become here with your mess, and then you want to go in the media and cry so that we can have a false sympathy for you. Not going to work. Not this time. But anyway, where was I? So, if you're out and about, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast. But you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I forgot to mention the Bible, the biblical question for this week. What good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? One thing good that you've gotten. I want to know. I'm interested. And I think if you would examine that, you'll get to know too for yourself. And you want, though the handful, you want to become an individual who is responsible for his or her own world. Well, I think you should want to. I mean, you should want to if you want to. But if you don't, you'd be a crowd follower. You'd be weak. You can live a whole life of... Do you know that most people live a lifetime of weakness? A whole... Can you imagine that you could be 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, and even 100, and you still have fear? You live that whole life in fear. And in most cases, a lot of cases, you pretend to be a Christian, a child of God. What the? Anyway, it's Wednesday. I have been saying for a long time now, at least 35 years, give or take, that Black people will be, the Blacks are being used by their Black leaders. And the reason that they're being used by their Black leaders because they allow it to happen. You can't blame the leaders, even though the leaders are wrong, but you can't blame them. Adult Blacks are allowing themselves to be used by so-called Black leadership and white liberals too. And even some right over Republicans as well, quiet as it kept. And as a result of Black people being allowing themselves to be used, the so-called Black representatives, the Black lawyers and all of them, they are taking advantage of the Black. They get money and power because they call every incident racism, police brutality or whatever. All they have to do is attach a name to it, a nasty, mean, not even true name to it, and they got it. What a sad way to live, huh? But people love it. They love their misery. Do you know that, and believe it or not, there are Black men, males, adult males, who cannot and will not live their own life without a Black leader. They need somebody to tell them who to vote for, who not to vote for, how to treat the white man, how not to treat the white man, and all this. And they think they're being helped when the Black so-called lawyers jump in. They don't see that they're being used. And that's what happens when you don't take control of your own life. You're using and they're using, and you use them up. You just keep on using until you use them up. And then they cry. What a mess. And this police brutality has been like through the roof. It's so bad that police officers, many of them, especially in the so-called blue states, but not only, they are afraid to even stop Black people, get them a ticket or arrest them or whatever, because they are afraid of losing their jobs now. This is such a money-making deal, this racism, false racism, no such thing as racism. is such a money-making thing that you know, and just is out of control. The police are afraid to do anything because they know the department going to be sued. They're going to lose their careers, all kind of stuff. U.S. News is reporting that a Georgia sheriff deputy won't face criminal charges for fatally shooting a black man during 2023 traffic stop, during a 2023 traffic stop that spiraled into a violent struggle. Watch this from X.
Get out! Put your hands back here.
I ain't doing shit.
Put your damn hands back here.
Dude. Who are you? Staff Sergeant or Sheriff's Office.
My name is Al Wade.
I don't care. Step to the rear of this vehicle.
In the name of who?
In the name of the law of the state of Georgia. Step back here now or you're getting tased.
Watch me now. Do you see that?
Put your hands on the back of that truck.
The back of the truck.
Both hands. Turn around.
34 Kim, send me another unit. 1 non-compliant.
Your name is Officer who?
Staff Sergeant Aldridge with the Camden County Sheriff's Office.
The who county?
Camden County. Put your hand behind your back.
Do I have a warrant?
Wait, no.
Excuse me.
Either put your hands behind your back or you're getting tased. I'm telling you that right now.
Why am I getting tased?
Because you are under arrest for speeding and reckless driving.
I'm not driving. Nobody was hurt. How was I speeding?
You passed me doing 100 miles an hour.
So that's a speeding ticket, right?
Sir, tickets in the state of Georgia are criminal offenses.
I don't have a ticket in Georgia.
You do now?
Why?
You passed me doing 100 miles an hour.
And what? Am I going
to jail? Hands behind your back. You are going to jail. Hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back. Sit down.
Amazing, huh? This is the attitude of the blacks. It's just so black, huh? They're just, and then you wonder why they end up in bad situations. They bring it on themselves because of their attitude. I don't know of any other race that has such bad attitude as the black race or black people. And not all, but most. Just nasty. This is how they treat the cops. This is how they treat each other. This is how they treat white people and other people. Just, you see it a lot now in the so-called congressmen and women and the people that in our government, just nasty attitude. And the black women got it even worse. They have it worse. They are just difficult to deal with because they're evil, angry, and out of control. That cop shouldn't have to go through all of that to get this man to get out of the truck, put his hand behind his back, let him do what he needs to do, and then if he's not guilty, send him home or on his way, wherever he's going. But he's fighting with the cop. And not one black leader, so-called black leader, should go and say, oh, the black man was wrong. According to this film, he's arguing and fighting with the cop. They're going to call it black man brutality, police brutality. Human beings are evil. And evil runs deeper than what you can even imagine. It's a spiritual battle. That cop should not have had to go through that with that guy. But he's been told he can do that now. You can do it. You can treat the cop that way. Don't worry, if the cops stand up, call it police brutality and go file a dumb black lawyer and make money. And you have this race hustler, Ben Crump. He loves these type of things, and he'll come running really fast. Watch this from X.
Absolutely do not believe if he was a white citizen,
he
would have been killed for a traffic stop.
We don't believe, we know.
Isn't that amazing? He wasn't killed, according to this video. He wasn't killed for a traffic stop. He was killed because he didn't obey the cop. He attacked the cop, it appears. But Ben won't say that. Ain't no money in that. Black people, y'all need to take back your own life and think for yourself. If a white man had done the same thing with this cop, getting out of truck with attitude, refusing to put his hands on the back, right behind his back, most likely the same thing would have happened. Because the cops don't know what you're up to. The cops' lives are at risk when they stop you, and they know it. So they got to protect themselves, too. What do you think you're going to do? Okay, you don't have to put your hand behind the back. You can yell at me with attitude. You can. I don't need to worry about what you're going to do. This was not the attitude of the blacks prior to the civil rights movement, which was the worst thing that ever happened to the blacks, other than abortion. There's nothing else that ever happened to the blacks that's worse than that. Now, there are other things that happened. They got black leaders. And these lawyers, they know it's not true, but they don't care. I wanted you to watch this video of police activity. This is another case, a different case. Watch this. From police activity.
Hi there.
Hi.
I stopped you?
No.
When you turned on to Alexander from McKee, you went right through the stop sign.
I didn't.
You got your driver's license? You have your ID, ma'am?
I don't.
You don't?
I just left from my friend's house. I don't. My purse is there.
What's that?
I said I don't. My purse is at my friend's house.
All right, so you don't have any ID on you whatsoever?
No, but I didn't run through no stop sign.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't.
Okay. All right, what's your name, ma'am? Hello? What's your name? Hey, I'm talking to you.
I hear you.
You have to identify yourself.
One second.
No, this is not how that works.
No, because you just pulled me over when I literally just parked, and I'm pulling up to pick up my friend.
It's very simple. You just ran a stop sign. You did. I need your name. Ma'am, turn the car off, please. Thank you. Force of one. What was the female's name again? She's not complying. Step up. That's not how this works. Step out of the car.
You just pull me up.
Step out of the car.
No.
Yes. Listen, this is going to go a couple ways. You can either listen, we can do this easy, or you...
Right, but so okay. Let me see me running the stop sign. You got your cam on, right?
We have cameras, yeah.
So let me see it.
No, I'm not showing you the camera.
I'm about to call my lawyer, and you can back the fuck up. Because...
Step out of the car, or I'm going to make you step out of the car.
We need you to step out of the car. We can have a conversation in the back.
That's not how this works. Step out of the car.
No, that is how it works, because I didn't do anything.
If I have to put hands on you and you resist, you're going to get another charge.
Do it.
Okay, step out of the car.
Bitch! Don't fucking kick me. Put your hands in your ass!
I know it ain't like two of y'all, bro.
Stop.
Make my eyes burn.
Hey, chill out. What's up, man, bro? Hey, chill out, bro.
Stay back.
Chill out, bro.
This is why nobody liked the blacks. Really, they just have nasty, evil, mean attitudes. That's not the way you treat a cop when they stop you. And I guarantee you, yes, they have problem with other races of people who get stopped, but they don't have to deal with this kind of mess. But the blacks have been trained to act this way, and because they've been trained to act this way, they act this way, and they don't think for themselves, so they do what they've been told, act like idiots. And don't worry. If the police have to take you down, we're going to call it police brutality and go to court. This is why there's not one race on America, in America and around the world that like black people, because they know they're difficult. And black people know they're difficult, too. That's why they don't get along with each other. Because when you're angry like that and out of control, you join forces together to go at one after one person or another group, but when you're all by yourself, you turn on each other. Anger doesn't have love for anyone, so they turn on each other. But this is why nobody liked the blacks. And most non-black people are afraid to deal with the blacks. They're afraid to speak up. They're afraid of their attitude. And you see this a lot now in government. You have allowed these people into your government, calling themselves congressmen and congressmen and senators. And they're nasty. They just don't care. So until you start showing them love by telling them, hey, you got a nasty attitude. What's wrong with you? It's just going to get worse. What a mess. See how nasty that woman was? That female was? It's typical in the black community. It's just, this was going on. And these women, they do it with their children. They do it with their husband or boyfriend, if they have a husband. Their boyfriends, they're just nasty. And then the black woman been made to feel that she a queen from hell. Yeah, she a queen, all right. The queen of Satan. It's just plain old nasty. I want to show you a quick example of how they act in government. Did you ever imagine that one day in the United States of America, a so-called representative of the voters who's supposed to be there representing you because you voted them in, that they would go to Congress or get into our government, police officers, mayors, city council, senators, congressmen, and everything. And they would act like this. What happened to professionalism? Oh, I forgot we gave that up when we brought in DEI. You don't have to be civil, you can be crazy. And we're just not going to say anything about it. We're going to pretend we don't see it. Did you ever imagine that one day you would invite or allow blacks to get into your government? And this is how they were at. This is during the first Maine Senate session. This was after President Trump and Governor Mills had like their little public feud when she was refused to stop men from playing in women's sport. I don't have a problem with that. I got to keep telling you that because as long as the women are allowed to participate in men's sport, then men should be allowed to participate in women's sport, even if they didn't pretend to be a woman. Because if a woman can, if she's strong enough to play in men's sport, men should be strong enough to play in women's sport. What's the difference? So I don't have a problem with that. But this woman is refusing to stop allowing men to play in women's sport up there in Maine. And so Donald Trump said, okay, don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. We got this. And this so-called Senator Jill Dewson, Maine first black woman in the Senate, watch how she starts singing at work like that. Watch it from X.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought toward us, facing the rising sun of our new day begun. Let us march on till victory is won.
Now are you sorry that you're turning over your country to the blacks? Now are you sorry? Well, that's the so-called national black anthem. That was that. Oh God! My country needs to do what they did in Louisiana. The white people said, "You know what? We're sick of this mess. The blacks ain't gonna change. They're gonna only get worse. So what we're gonna do? We're gonna separate from the blacks, and we're gonna start our own town." Our own city, our own area, pay our own taxes. We're going to have our own police and let them go to hell in a handbasket. That's what America needs to do. Because they're not, that's dumb. What's that about? Blacks. And not all, most. I mean, not all, but most. There are some blacks who will wake up. I work with them. I deal with them all the time. They are starting to wake up, and they're like, what the? I was sleeping. I didn't see that, they say. And I understand. Tell me one thing that so-called black leadership have done to make America better. They added to the country for the good. Nobody can tell me. It's a spiritual battle, folks. It's not about color. It's not about color. And I'm telling you, what that female just did, what the that black guy, black woman just did with the police, it's a typical attitude and nature of blacks, of the blacks, and not all but most. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Tell me about the good old days. The blacks are cursed. That's not a blessing. And if you say, oh, no, Jesse, the blacks are not cursed, read Deuteronomy, the curses and the blessings. Let's see when the blacks fit in, which category they fit in. Are they under the curse category? Under the blessing category, there's nothing that indicate that the blacks are blessed in the way they act, in the way they treat each other and others. My country, even though Donald Trump appears to be desperately working to make America great again, and long they allow these folks to get in there, they're going to make sure it doesn't become great again. They're not for America being great again. What the? They want to turn America into a hood, into a ghetto. They don't know anything else but ghetto mentality. Now, before the Civil Rights Movement, they knew, but not anymore. 888-773-7733-888. It's not about racism. No such thing as racism. Never has, never will exist. It's impossible. Impossible for racism to exist. It can't, and it doesn't, and it never has, and never will be. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, welcome back. And this is Hell on Earth coming through human beings. Hell come through human beings. What you see on the outside is what's happening on the inside of human natures, human beings. When Christ said that human beings are evil and that angry people are evil and that you should not trust them, they are murderers, He was not playing. So He came to divide, to separate those who want to overcome evil away from those who love evil. And it doesn't matter if it's blood family or whatever. Your blood family, not your real family anyway. The hate report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. And James Hake is on fire. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then Joel Friday TV. Did y'all catch Joel yesterday? If you didn't, podcast it. He was on fire. Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor, baby. I almost want to call him Trump Jr. when it comes to energy. You know how Trump seemed to work from sun up to sun down nonstop, and everybody else trying to keep up with him, his staff and everybody? They're like, what? That's the anchor baby energy as well. It came from God. It's not human energy. And it's not those super drink energies. It's from God. Check him out at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. And buy some, check out Punchy's Coffee. What the? P-U-N-C-H-I-E, Punchy's Coffee. Good. Look at that coffee in that mug. It says, Tom like a mug. So you'll be drinking coffee like a mug, out of a mug. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Terry, a first-time caller out of Texas. Terry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, how you doing, sir?
All is well, Terry. Thanks for calling.
Hey, man, I got about 100,000 things I want to say, but I'm going to make it short, okay?
All right.
So the biblical question.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Okay, I'm going to be frank with you, Jesse. At first I was a Christian, and then I switched over to the Muslims, and then I found out they was crazy, and then I just went to nowhere. I went to Never Never Land after that.
And why did you leave Christianity and go over to another religion? What made you do that?
Because I was listening to the Nation of Islam, and they had some pretty strong stuff. I had hatred in my heart, man.
Yeah.
You made me see that. I feel like I'm ripping you off, Jesse, because I learned so much from you, and then you teach me so much, and I don't give you a dime.
What?
I feel, I feel like I'm ripping Jesse off. Man, you woke.
Are you black?
I'm black.
I rest my case. Black people.
I'm getting all this free.
Yeah.
Everything is free.
Black people love free stuff.
Man, you helped me overcome anger. You showed me so much stuff, forgiving my parents, everything. I have no anger at all, Jesse.
Right
she
on.
Was so, I had told this lady, I said, I don't have any anger. And she was just like barking at me, trying to give me, I do security. And she was trying to make me upset, and I was like, ma'am, calm down. I don't get angry. You can't make me upset. And she's like, you want me to believe you don't have anger? You're an idiot. Everybody has anger. I'm like, I overcame my parents. And she's like, I hate my mama. And I'm like, okay.
That's the problem.
Yeah, man.
It's amazing,
I'm going to have to start buying some coffee or something.
You need to do something, man. What the... You need to help us to help others now that you've got to help. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking that. I listened to all your stuff and Savage Moments and stuff. I say, man, I feel like I'm ripping Jesse off, man. He's teaching me all this good stuff, and I ain't even giving him a dime.
What a mess. What did your mother say when you went to her and forgave her?
Jesse, I ain't going to lie, man. I was scared. I don't even know why I was scared, though, for some reason. But so I went to her and I was like, Mama, I forgive you. And she was like, forgive me for what? I'm like, just for everything, you know, everything.
Yeah.
Because ever since I was a kid, even like now to this day, she tried to like mama me.
How old are you now?
Like, I'm 36.
Whenever you may be already doing this, but whenever she does that, you tell her, cut that out. Stop it. Because she's trying to degrade you so she can put herself above you and control you. That's why she call you baby. She's trying to mother you because that is a form of control. And she'll make you feel that way and she have control over you. And it will keep you in a weak mode, in a weak state.
Yeah, every time I go over it, I'm like, hey, here's your grandson. You know, I let her see the baby and stuff. And she's like, oh, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing that. And tell your wife, she needs to do this and she needs to do that. I'm like, dang, Mom, she's not even married. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
She knows so much and she ain't got no man.
Well, when she does it, man, you have to put your feet down, your foot down, and tell her no. And tell her if she doesn't stop doing that, telling you what to do with your wife is doing all, you're going to stop coming around and you will not allow her to see your children or your wife. You got to be strong.
Hurt her feelings.
So what?
I said it's going to hurt her feelings.
And?
Right.
Feelings are evil anyway. Feelings are not from God. Feelings are a side of anger. Anyone that's into feeling, they're angry. That's why they feel good or they feel bad. They feel good or they feel bad because they're angry. And the reason you were afraid of your mother before you went and forgave her was because you were angry. And anyone who has anger has fear. But when you overcome the anger, the fear will disappear as well.
You know what, Jesse? That's true, man. Like, I hate it. I didn't hate her, but I did not like my mother. Like, she raised me and everything. But it was like, I didn't want to talk to her. I didn't want to be around her. It was like you said, she like kind of degraded me in a way. You know,
yep.
She tried to treat me like a 5-year-old.
Yep.
And I'm like, dang, I'm 30 years old. Why do you keep on talking to me? Every time I say something, she's like, it ain't like that. This is how it is. Do it like this. Or I'm like, hey, yeah, my son's growing up. You need to be doing him like this. Don't be doing that to him. I'm like, dang, like, why is she treating me like a child?
Don't
so maybe not even want to be around her at all.
Right, and you need to tell her that. If you continue this, I've told you to stop it and be firm. Just don't be angry. And you don't have the anger, so you don't have to worry about that. But just say, if you don't cut this out, I'm not coming around you anymore. You're not allowed to be around me or my family. And you be firm. And then if she doesn't stop doing it, you stay away from her and keep her away from you and your family.
Amazing.
I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. But I can't remember Did you tell me what good have you gotten from religion? Did you? What'd you say about it?
I didn't answer the question directly.
Oh, okay. What good have you gotten from out of religion?
See, like listening to you and listening to the church service, I feel like that I got, I know feelings are evil, but I it helped me overcome anger. It helped me, like, just be peaceful. I just sit back and chill and look at people yell and stuff. I just get peace from it.
Right on.
Just, man, and watching you on those videos, people be cursing you out, screaming at you, yelling at you, and you just be as poised as can be. I said, man, this man's a robot. That man can't be real.
That's what happened. That's what happened when God takes the spirit of anger away from you, because anger is evil, and anyone that has anger, they are desperate, they hate, they have no peace or nothing. But I got to run, but thank you, Terry. I appreciate it, man.
Just got to say one more thing before you got the phone.
Yes, sir.
Okay, like with my wife, now that I don't react to her, she tells me, I don't feel heard in this house anymore. I don't feel hurt. Like, if I don't argue with her, she tells me, why don't I feel heard? And I'm like, I just don't want to argue. Let's just fix the problem.
Nice.
She's like, I don't feel understood. You're not in tact with my emotions. What am I supposed to say to that? I don't even know how to handle that.
I love the fact you're not dealing with that anymore, because what she's saying is that you're not letting me control you anymore. You're not, when she said, I don't feel hurt. I don't feel, you're not helping my emotion. She's saying that you're not letting me control you anymore. So she's trying to get back authority over you. That's why she's doing that. She wants you to bow down to her and listen to all that crap. And she's thinking how weak you are, and she has control of you. Never go for that again either. And just let her know, you know what? You need to overcome your anger. You need to start working on yourself. And if she doesn't want to do that, leave her in her hell. Leave her in her suffering. Don't you go into the hell with her. Let her live in it by herself.
Thank you so much, Jesse, for everything, man.
You're welcome, buddy. I wish you well. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right. Amazing. Drop the anger. You can have perfect peace. Let me go to Greg out of Ohio. Greg, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to answer the biblical question.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
So religion has given me more confidence.
And how did it do that?
So my religion tells me to fast on the Sabbath. So from Friday at sundown to Saturday at sundown, I just drink water. I don't eat any food. And doing so has taught me how to trust God more, because it's kind of dangerous, and it feels like I'm not going to make it sometimes.
Right.
So then from that experience, I can do riskier stuff because I have that higher confidence now. So I called into the show today. I'm going to be taking a job in a different state soon, which is kind of scary in its own way.
And what's scary about that?
About taking the job in a new state?
Right.
I just would say all the unknown.
Okay. So religion have allowed you to gain more confidence, you say?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. I want to respond to that, but I'll wait until Sunday. But I do want to know, have you dropped your anger?
Yes, I have.
So you have no anger now?
I mean, I sometimes feel a little bit, but I just watch the thoughts and remember that it's not me, and it goes away. So it's not a part of my life.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I looked her in the eye and told her I'm sorry for resenting you.
Right on. Well, I appreciate you responding, and stay with it. And I wish you well with the job. I think it's pretty cool that even though you, in your mind, the thoughts are telling you, oh, you're moving to a different place, a different location, you get a different job, but you're not paying attention to that. You're doing what you want to do in spite of what the thoughts are trying to tell you, and that's the right way to do it.
Exactly. I always feel a little bit of it at first, but then I just watch the thoughts and it goes away.
Right on. If you do that, man, great. Eventually you will walk on water. Just watch those thoughts. Do nothing about them. Go and do what you want to do and need to do. And those spirits, those voices that are talking through you and pretending to sound like you, be you, are not yours. It's just going to get better for you. I wish you well, man. Thank you for responding to the biblical question.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too, buddy. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Amazing.
Over on Rumble yesterday, Pastor Chatelet says,
"You got to know how to rumble.
We do a little cooning. It's called We Do a Little Cooning." And Zion with a coffee.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor.
I'm tap dancing for Massa Trump, I guess. I'm a runaway slave, Lord. Don't shoot me, Massa Hake. Remember Bojangles, Jesse? We have Bojangles here. That's a fast food. Their biscuit in the morning is so good. You should try it when you come to Georgia.
When my master say he sick, I say, yes, master. Massa, we sick. Thank you, Sia, and I will check it out next time I'm in Georgia. Georgia on my mind.
Woozy.
Thank you.
Woozy with a rumble rant. Nothing says unity like two national anthems.
That ain't no national anthem. That black thing is supposed to be, I guess, a poem at one time, right?
Right.
And then the black started making it be a national anthem.
That's the NAA against colored people for you.
What a mess. But the blacks have fallen for it, and now they act like they're singing the national anthem. What was wrong with that black lady sitting up there in
embarrassing
in the Senate, local Senate, and she carried on like that?
And she's the only black senator, state senator.
I bet they
the first.
I bet those white
woman.
People. I bet the rest of the white people like what the. I saw those two white people wanted to crack up at her. They put their smile in, but they ain't laugh too loud.
Woozy was being sarcastic, though. He says, nothing says unity like two national anthems for the same country.
You're right. We only need one. Not some stupid black anthem. Hey, what? Thank you. You make a good point. Thank you.
Joel or Joelle bought a coffee. I went and forgave my mother, but there are times that I question if I did it right. Are those just thoughts I'm getting inside my head?
Yes. That's not you. Saying you didn't do it right. You, there's no you to talk to you. All right? So when those thoughts tell you that, let them pass. Watch them. Do nothing about it. And keep going on with your life. Don't go back and apologize again. Be done with that and move on. And watch those thoughts. They're not you.
Juliana bought a coffee. How do I work on myself without trying?
Good question. Simply by watching those thoughts. Look at them. This is you. For those that can't see them, holding my hand up. You were one with these thoughts all your life when your mother traumatized you. When you went and forgave her, if you've done it yet, God brought you out of those thoughts, the darkness, evil. And he is shining a light on those things. Oppression, suicidal thought. Anxiety, worry, loneliness, looking for love, needing something, blah, 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 and all that, right? He is allowing you to see those now, and all you need to do is see those thoughts, never call them you again, because they're a false identity, and they will fall away, and you will have a clear mind. Just watch those thoughts, and that's what it means to work on you. Just be aware of thoughts. And don't call them you. Don't do what they tell you to do or anything. Just watch them. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli Jaw with a diamond. A couple of diamonds, actually. So-and-so is a big fan and wants to collab with you. That would be an amazing show. Thank you for the tip.
Nice. Send that to my producer. Producer@JesseLeePeterson.com.
Anthony gave a Cash App. 1,500 white lynchings, 3,000 black in the South, estimated, he says.
I remember I had a caller yesterday that was talking about black lynching, that black were being lynched. And so he was like, look it up. And I did. But it was from the 1600s or something.
Oh, really?
Wasn't there? From the 1920s. I'm like, but everything was different back then.
Yeah, that's for sure. Very different life.
Punishment was by lynching.
Right.
And then they got the lynching cheer as time went on, and then they got rid of the lynching cheer. But, and then, according to the article, those people had committed some sort of a crime. But the blacks are using that to act like that's a reason for blacks to be angry.
Yep.
What a mess.
Crazy.
That was then. This is now. Thank you.
Anthony, with another Cash App, writer of the Black National Anthem, he alleges, was agnostic.
It sounds like an agnostic song.
I mean, he claimed to be a Christian, or he used Christian themes, maybe. Right. But he was a member of the NAACP, an activist.
The person who wrote this, they wrote the poem or the song?
The one who wrote the poem, slash, and his brother wrote the song to go with the poem.
Oh, God, what a mess. I knew it was a mess.
Yeah. I don't know.
Amazing.
Lin Yan Chin says, tell Jesse religion is synonym for repetition, pattern, or cycle. Math is the most useful religion, followed by chemistry and biochemistry. All that we experience is religious in nature. All that we know is by way of religion. Every good is in religion.
No, that's not the question. Look, the biblical question, is he answering the biblical question?
I think he's just talking around the biblical question without answering it. He's not answering the biblical question, though.
That's for sure. The biblical question, man, is what good have you gotten out of religion? That ain't the question, whatever you said there. But thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lin Yan Chin.
Yeah, thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Gabe's Ferret, Cactus Eater Bear, Wolf 336, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Someone bought 5 coffees. Thoughts on SEX out of wedlock? Show is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
No thoughts.
Right.
Slave to Him on Rumble says,
I wouldn't recommend it.
Right.
You know, I think they wanted me to respond to that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I would not recommend it. It's best to wait till you get married if you want to have children. If you're not going to have children, don't even get married, right? There's no reason for marriage. But it's for making babies only. And it's a sacred thing. Sex is not supposed to be just thrown around and talked about and bragged about and played with. It's a sacred thing. And we have lost that in the society because we fall away from what is right from God. Amazing. Thank you.
Slave to Him says, on that young gal getting married, if you forgive, there shouldn't be any hate, right? So who cares who's at your wedding? This is reference to the one who you said, oh, don't invite any of your family to your wedding.
Right, because her family hate her. So she don't invite, she can forgive them, but don't invite them to the party. What the? Because it costs money to put on a wedding. You spend all this money, and they sit up there hating you and gossiping about you, and then don't even like your husband. It's all like, he ain't like her fiance either.
Wow.
No, don't do that. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash. Oh, we better we'll read the rest later, guys.
Okay. Let me take a break. When I come back, straight to the calls, and we're finishing up the Super Chat. The hate news, not the fake news. The hate news is coming up now. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling, and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
Gold cards for foreigners to turn citizens? Nice. Maybe. Maybe not. And air travel. Another miss. He almost hit him. He had to pull up. Wow. Very nearby, by the way. And the budget blueprint, boring. Ukraine's minerals, that's exciting. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, February 26th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP in the second hour. Okay, so call in right now. It's free via Skype, even overseas, by the way. 1-888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports President Donald J. Trump, our greatest. He is now authoring a path to citizenship. That is a cursed phrase, but only to those who can afford to pay a hefty price. In about 2 weeks, the U.S. will start selling gold cards to wealthy foreigners, giving them the right to live and work in the United States in exchange for a $5 million fee. Worth it? That's pretty cool. Sounds like New Zealand. I heard that New Zealand is very stringent. You got to be rich and young and fit to be able to get into New Zealand. Don't quote me on that. I could be mistaken, but it's something I've heard something to that effect. There was also a close call at Chicago's Midway International Airport, not to be confused with Chicago O'Hare. Midway is the other big one. On Tuesday, as a private jet entered a runway without authorization and forced a Southwest Airlines plane, shout out to Southwest, at least this pilot, to abort, it's landing, pull up. Roughly 90 minutes earlier in the Washington, D.C. area, an American Airlines flight was forced to cancel its landing at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport to avoid a departing plane, according to the failing New York Slimes. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, and National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, investigating the incidents, as well as a string of other recent aviation disasters that have put many travelers on edge. Still, experts say flying on a U.S. commercial plane, one of the safest things you can do, they say. And it's become incredibly safe over the last 40 years. Well, a whole lot's happened over the last 40 years, too, to make things less. Anyway, data shows there were fewer airline accidents last month than any other January on record, which is basically a meaningless statement that you shouldn't even be talking about. Stupid. Shout out. Because 67 people died. Anyway, budget blueprint. The House adopted, actually 68, right? 69? I don't know. There are a lot of people. The House adopted a sweeping budget blueprint Tuesday after Speaker Mike Johnson, the nice Christian guy, convinced GOP holdouts to advance Trump's agenda in a key vote. Republican leaders must now agree on exactly what will make it into Trump's first legislative package. The newly passed House GOP plan calls for sweeping tax cuts. Oh, yeah. Steep spending cuts. Oh, yeah. And a 2-year debt limit hike. Oh, yeah. And a new money for border security and energy production. Oh, yeah. The Senate's plan, however, contains only national security and energy money while punting on the more contentious items for later. That's fine. The days-long saga over the budget blueprint laid bare bitter divisions among Republicans and Republicans that will make it difficult to pass that package in both chambers. Whatever. And the Ukraine and the United States have agreed to terms on natural resources, minerals, a deal that would grant the U.S. access, good communism, to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. The agreement is part of a wider negotiation to end Russia's invasion, as well as U.S. involvement in a reconstruction fund for the Ukraine. Details of the agreement not known, but a sticking point has been a demand for the Trump administration for a $500 billion share of Ukraine's minerals. Very nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. We'll be right back.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, what good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? I want to know. It's an amazing biblical question. If you're running around, you can podcast the show, don't forget. But you can also be listening to the show, no matter where you are and what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. So you can listen no matter what you're doing, walking, lifting weights, dancing, singing, or you're in the Senate session and you start singing that dumb black song, Lift Up Every Boy, whatever that is. Whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. I want to go to the busy phone. Let me go to Josh. Josh been waiting for a while there. Josh from Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I was calling to answer the biblical question, man.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
I would say about as much good as I've gotten out of drinking and smoking and other vices like that.
Meaning? Yeah.
Because I see religion is just another. I could substitute religion for vices, you know. I know a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people. They get off of alcohol, and they get heavy into like church and Bible thumping. And I don't really know what good is, if it's good or not, but. I see it as a drug, just like I know there's a famous quote, you know, that communist guy Karl Marx, he said religion is the opiate of the masses, and he's right. It's weird. It's like the communist. That's what Martin Luther King did. He used it to drug black people. And he hid behind religion to usher in the whole government control and civil rights movement. And that's it's a drug for black people, I see it as.
And where is Karl Marx now?
He did.
I rest my case. I appreciate. So you have not gotten, are you saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, are you saying you have not gotten any good out of religion?
No, okay. Good.
Yeah, amazing. So let me ask, what, do you know about this gold card that Donald Trump is offering to people who want to come to America and be like a citizen and start a business and all that? You know about that?
I had not even heard of it.
Nick, can you play that? I want to know what y'all think about this. This is from Fox Business. I heard Hake mention it in the Hake news. Not the fake news, but the Hake news. This is from Fox Business. President Donald Trump suggested the introduction of a gold card visa on Tuesday afternoon, a potential opportunity for foreign investors to buy their way to American citizenship. Listen to this, a white man from Fox News.
We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
So this is the proposal, and this is really from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. It would replace the EB-5 visa, which has been in place since 1990. This is what the EB-5 is. It makes the necessary investment. You have to make the necessary investment in a commercial enterprise in the U.S., plan to create or preserve 10 permanent full-time jobs for qualified U.S. workers. Howard Lutnick, our Commerce Secretary, says that EB-5 program is, quote, full of nonsense, make-believe, and fraud. It was a way to get a green card that was a low price. Now we're saying, hey, get rid of that ridiculous program and just put the $5 million down and there you have it.
So what do you think about the idea Donald Trump is saying with $5 million, for $5 million, you can come to the country, create jobs and all that, and that way you can become a citizen of this country. What do you think about that?
I agree with it, man. Because we should treat America like a sports team and recruit the best. And, you know, Americans, we become like lazy and spoiled. And I like that competitive nature of like, may the best man win. That's like ultra capitalism to me. And I think that'll, it don't matter whether you're American or not. It matters your spirit and how hard you're willing to work to make society better. Yeah.
Amazing. When I first heard about it, I thought, oh, that's interesting. But then as I reflect on it and it's bringing in people who already know how to make money and run businesses, that would be good for America rather than allowing these people to come in and all they want to do is take from America and not give back to America. So I think it may be an amazing idea.
Yeah, like Elon and Vivek, they're very, we need the best. That's how you make the country great.
Yeah.
Because you need the best of the best. To where it don't matter.
And it used to be that way, man. In the good old days, we only allowed the best of the best to come into America. Amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you, Josh. I appreciate it. And thanks for responding to the biblical question.
Okay. I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time caller, Samantha, out of Texas. Samantha, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you. I wanted to respond to your religion statement.
The biblical question.
Yes,
what
sir.
Good have you gotten out of religion?
Well, I honestly believe there's a difference between religion and relationship. But I think religion starts you on a path. So first you have to get on a path and want to be religious over something. I think we're all kind of religious on something. wake up every morning and have a and do whatever you do in your morning routine. It's whatever gets you kind of started on a path. But as you find, religion gets you to where you need to go, and it depends on where you're looking to get. And I personally look to find Jesus. And so in finding Jesus, I found relationship.
And so you found Jesus through a religion?
Well, I think it kind of starts that way. I think that because it's the ideal of what you're looking for. So the words you kind of typed into Google are the ideal that you have been brought up with. The, you know, you go to church, that's type of religion. Or if you don't go to church, that's even a different type of religion. You know, but I think it's the beginning of the steps that you take to get to where you want to go in life.
And what do you mean by you through religion, you find Jesus, and then you find relationship? What do you mean by relationships?
Well, first, I believe that because, you know, you seek something that you're lost in, you religiously start to seek what you have lost. And then in that seeking, you find Christ. And when you find Christ and you really know him and you find it becomes personal. Like any relationship, if you really love Christ and you're going down that path, you kind of remove all the other boundaries and you recognize that faith gets you to where you need to go. And before you know it, you're in a deep relationship and it's no longer about religion.
Amazing. And so you found Christ, right?
I did. Absolutely.
And do you have perfect peace?
I do. You know, it's funny. I absolutely do. I have a peace beyond all understanding. And there is one more thing, Jesse. It's not just for men who have to forgive their moms in order to become healthy human beings.
And women too.
Absolutely. Women are the worst. We grow up thinking we want to be anything but our mom.
I know.
We hate our moms.
Yeah. I've said that over and over, that men and women hate their mothers. All men
Absolutely.
And all women hate their mothers. And that's why
they do. We're brought up with that way. We're brought up with disdain for them.
Yes.
We want to be anything but them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you find yourself being just like them if you don't forgive them.
Absolutely. You become like what you hate.
You absolutely do. And I think the most peace, besides the first thing I did, was find Christ. And finding Christ gave me peace. And finding that peace meant that I had to forgive things that was unforgivable.
Yes. Yes. Amazing.
Yes, and then when I found Christ and was able to start forgiving people who never seeked it, I didn't forgive my mom for the things that she did to me because I had to, you know, go through this thing for myself. I forgave her because I recognized that she doesn't even love herself. She doesn't have peace. She walks in a situation that I no longer have to fear.
Right,
so
mom.
Forgiving her was easier.
Amazing.
And women are so unlogical. It's crazy on how emotional we are. We are so, I mean, you and I don't always agree on how women's not the devil, but but every emotion is.
Yeah.
Emotions are the devil, and women are emotional.
Well, they are not the devil, but the devil is their God.
Well, devil is their God if they have not found God.
Yeah, Satan is the woman God until she acknowledges that she's evil, and when she admit to herself, even if she doesn't want to say it out loud, she can admit she's evil, then God will forgive her, and he will take the spirit of evil away and replace
right.
it with his spirit, and then the woman God will be God and no longer Satan.
Amazing.
That's
absolutely true. And I believe that once a woman starts to go down the road of recognizing her own evil,
yes.
and even her thoughts, I mean, the Bible says it clearly, even your thoughts are evil.
Absolutely.
There's nothing you can say or do. You're not a good person. There's no such thing as good
on
this earth.
Yep.
And when we start recognizing that we are our worst enemies, that we can start forgiving not only our mothers, and those who did us wrong, our exes, matter of fact, start forgiving the things that you did to yourself.
You will have no anger toward anyone about anything. It will be impossible once you forgive.
Yeah, it's more, instead of anger, you start to look at them with some shame, with some just you look at with pity almost. You're like, you're trying to start something with me, but I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, this isn't even about me. This is your inner demons. You're fighting not with me, but with the things you hate about yourself.
You have understanding. Amazing.
Amazing.
Samantha, thank you. And I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. And I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. We'll talk to you Sunday then. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Nick, I have a lot of static in my headset. Is that normal?
No, that does not sound normal. Let me come and listen.
Okay. And 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. So the anchor baby is just going to listen to my headset for a minute. And while he's doing that, we're going to be doing the super chat. And that way I'll come back to your calls in a minute. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat.
Lori bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse. My biblical question answer.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Religion has done nothing for me because evil people are in control of religion. I was turned away from God because religion confused me, judged me, and put fear in me. God is not in religion, says Lori.
That's amazing. I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
And Gregatron bought our coffee. Jesse, why didn't you tell me you were a ghost writer? I didn't know you wrote the song Amazing by Kanye West. Only you could have written that song. Or was it... Oh, only you could have wrote that song. Or is it written, Hake? It's amazing. So amazing.
I ain't write no song for Kanye. Kanye. I didn't write that for Kanye, but I understand the point you're trying to make about amazing. Does he have a song called Amazing or something?
He must. I don't know about it. I only listen to Christian music.
Is that that's not a Christian music thing?
Oh, maybe it is.
Derek said, my producer saying he does have a song called Amazing, I guess.
Nice.
Is it Christian, Derek? He said no. I don't have my headsets on. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App, yet another Cash App. Black and Anthem, written for Glee Club High School, says Anthony.
You hear the static?
A little bit.
Sometimes it's louder.
Hey, guys.
Okay. Oh. Thank you. Go ahead.
Black National Anthem, written for Glee Club High School, says Anthony.
Okay, thank you. Whatever, they need to get rid of it. Take that mess.
Might have been, though.
Somewhere else.
Age of Inversion on Rumble says that person, he uses a different word, taking an oath on the Hindu demon book, it's a sick joke. Naturalization Act of 1790 declared Americans as free white men of good character. Founding fathers are turning in their graves.
I can't believe that they allow these people to enter into our government, and they're foreigners, and they use a different Bible. And they don't use the Bible to promise to hold up their office. They use some Allahu Abba book or some Hindu book. Or what did that guy use?
The Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita. That ain't, we're a Christian nation. We're not all that mess. Amazing. Thank you.
Have some respect.
Yeah.
Thank you, Age of Inversion.
What a mess.
Info says, morning, Jesse.
Good morning. Thank you.
Gawain's Realm with cat emojis says, let freedom sting, mama.
That's right. Thank you.
Steven says, love you guys, bottom of my heart.
Thank you. Love you back. Appreciate your support.
Spanky Spank bought a coffee. Ayo, try that Punchy's iced coffee. It's good.
Good. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store and get Punchy's coffee. It's amazing.
That's right. Baby Jessica's daddy bought a coffee.
Everybody doing drugs except baby Jessica's daddy.
Biblical question.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Religion has caused me confusion. I would try to fit in with the group. I would try to look the part, but after getting to know myself, I stand apart.
Right on. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Rumble rant from Commander Kim. 65% of college-educated black females work for federal government. When Elon lets them go, imagine how much efficiently the government will run. What does the great white hope have to say today?
Good question. Let me check.
The collusion. America will never be a socialist country.
Point the top of his head at the mic.
Like that?
Yeah, the top of his head.
Like that?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
China has total respect for Donald Trump's very, very large...
Am I doing it right?
Like this.
Here. Like this.
You hurt our vets. You stole from us. You're fired. You're fired. Get out.
Nice.
Very nice. Thank you.
You got your money's worth out of that one, Commander Kim. Thank you for your Rumble rant. Pastor Chatelier says, 33% of those killed by the early KKK were whites. All were Republicans, says Pastor Chatelier.
I rest my case.
Interesting.
Because that's what it used to be about. At one time, the Democrats would not allow blacks to be a member of a part of the Democratic Party. So they started the Republican Party, the blacks and the whites did. They started the Republican Party. And so many blacks were entering office. They were like senators and things like that. And the Klans, being Democrats, didn't want them to have that kind of power.
Right.
So they were trying to hurt them because of the power they had, not because of the color.
That's right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Indeed. Jew 1 Ramirez says, was that Nick's sister on Punchy TV this week? Scrunched eyes laughing emoji.
Nick's sister on Punchy? I don't know. I don't think so. Amazing.
Gawain's Realm says, Hake, I think your daughter was on Punchy. Discipline her.
Amazing. Imagine check that. Out Punchy.tv. It's amazing. It's on YouTube too, Punchy.tv. Brand new episode from last week, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
This past Monday.
Greetings from Cologne says, shout out to Jesse and the man with the good hair. Jesse, I focus on working on myself, giving up my false identity. I see clearer and clearer, forgiving my parents, get more peaceful and aware, free of anger by the day. Still not sure if it's okay to call off social stuff. Don't want to see anyone, not in an emotional way. I'd rather enjoy being alone.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you. Nice.
Is it the right thing to do, is it?
What?
I feel fine, but I feel totally fine being isolated, but not sure if it's the right thing to do, is it?
It's neither right nor wrong. If you can't live alone, you're not worthy of living with the crowd because you are alone. So right on. It's neither right nor wrong. You should be able to be alone and have perfect peace. And most people can't do that. Thank you.
Heart to man, as a minority, I'd rather choose a racist person over a killer in my community who hates their own. Jesse, what's wrong with the blacks? Blessed day, y'all.
What's wrong with the blacks?
That's right.
Thank you. They're angry. Their hearts are wicked.
Three coffees from Hannes. Thank you, Jesse and crew. I'm joining the Irish Navy. How do I do the silent prayer when I can't sit still and do it?
Just practice being present when you can. You know, like, as long as you're shooting your gun, don't be aware of that, right? Stay present with that. But when you're not busy, you whatever they do in the Navy, just come back to your thought, back to your body. Be aware of your body and keep it simple and you'll be fine.
Thank you, Hannes. Soul Conscious.
I wish you well, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Shout out to the Irish.
Yeah.
Soul Conscious, five coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Nothing. I never identified with religion or gave it a lot of thinking.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you. I want to get to some calls here as well. Thank you. We'll come back to those. We're going to get to them all today. I want to go to Aaron out of New Jersey. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Peterson, how are you doing today?
All is well, Aaron.
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment today about my take on dogs.
On dogs?
On dogs.
Okay.
Like an animal.
Yes.
So I believe I've heard you provide a little bit of commentary on it in the past.
Yes.
But I wanted to see if I could just add a little bit more to it. Now, excuse me. I have kind of had a little bit of experience with my neighbor who owns a dog. He owns a pit bull, and it's a female pit bull, and I could tell just by looking at it that it's a breeder kind of dog. And I'm starting to kind of recognize that people who own these animals are actually kind of under this spell, for lack of a better word, and especially with today's society. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard anybody ever tell you that there's a mental health crisis in America?
I hear it all the time.
Yeah, so there's this, again, exactly, there's this mental health crisis going on in America.
Yeah, people are crazy.
Yeah, so people are trying to get these dogs to compensate for their so-called mental health crisis. So they're getting these dogs, they're putting them in tiny outfits, and all these kinds of weird, bizarre things. And we're talking about most people nowadays. Like, I think most people have dogs, oddly enough.
So you think most people in America have dogs now? Most people do?
Yeah. I would personally argue most do. I would actually, well, I'll put it this way. More people do than don't.
A whole bunch of people have. But that's not going to stop them from being mentally ill, because that's like reaching for a cigarette or reaching for food or reaching for drugs or anything. So reaching for a dog is no different than reaching for something else to try to make you feel better, but it's not going to work. It doesn't work. It won't work. You're still going to have your same anxiety and worry, insecurity and anxiousness and all that. It's not going to take it away at all.
Correct. And I'll actually add on to that by saying that I believe that people who own dogs are an easy psychological read. Now, dogs are very simple creatures, and I'm being very polite by saying that, by the way. I'm trying to be very kind about dogs. They're very simple creatures, and their number one motivator is food.
Yeah.
If you don't give them food, they will bite your children. They will bite you. They will start becoming aggressive. They will start using different instincts that they have that are people don't typically like as a characteristic.
Yeah, yeah.
And people who need lots of attention, again, that going back to the mental health crisis issue, people need an extraordinary amount of attention to compensate for this void that they have in their life that I can't necessarily explain, but it's there and we know it's there. And they understand that dogs have this effect. They literally, a dog, there's a study that was conducted that actually said that if a dog was in a room with an immediate danger, let's say like a dog was cowering in the corner of a room and there's like a pack of hyenas kind of prowling in the area or something weird like that. Let's just say that theoretically. If you put a bowl of food near that dog while that's occurring, the dog will start consuming the food out of habit just because that's what they're hardwired to do.
Yeah.
Whereas with a human being, we actually have a natural hormone that we release if we're around danger. Our appetite gets suppressed because we don't want to be eating when, you know, we're in immediate danger or if we're uncomfortable.
It's evil what human beings have done to destroy the animal. They have destroyed themselves. They have destroyed their children. Now they are doing it to the animals. Aaron, thank you so much. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Okay, Jesse Lee Peterson is here. Did you know Gold Coast free educational resources included a video series? I don't know if I told you about that or not. Gold Coast free educational resources includes a whole video series. So check it out. I've learned so much through investing with Gold Coast. I'm a little surprised at how much I've learned, to be real honest with you. I learned so much from investing with them, but you don't have to invest. All of these resources are free. So you can check them out. No excuses now, right? The videos, all the resources are free. So I want to encourage you to reach out to them and learn more. GoCo for my listeners. GoCo and I have a special promo for you. Special deal. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match in bonus silver. So go and learn more about them. Go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. And remember, tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, comment, and all that, all right? We are on rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson and cozy.tv/JLP. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, just everywhere. What the? So make sure you like, follow, and subscribe, and comment. I do appreciate that. And for personal shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, weddings, anniversaries, encouragement, whatever, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. That's cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. I just want to warn men and women, because the caller guy, she's right. I've said that before, that women hate their mothers too. All boys and girls, men and women, hate their mothers. Anyone who is born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. You got to overcome the spirit of your mother, which is not her own, is evil, because Satan is a woman's god, right? So it's evil. But you can overcome it if you go and forgive. You must forgive, and then God will forgive you and draw you in, and you will have amazing peace for the rest of your life. It's just that simple. So it's for men and women all everywhere around the world. No one is excluded from that if you want to enter into the kingdom. So, though I am saying to the guys, stay on that path, and the ladies, stay on that straight and narrow path no matter what. No matter what, you stay there and stay there and stay there. And when you've done all you can do, stay there some more. If you don't want to, you don't have to, though. You can stay in your hell and suffer. And here's an example of suffering in your hell. Just one small example from Fox 8. WGHP, a teenage suspect charged with murder and attempted murder related to a Sunday night shooting, collapsed in a Gaston County courtroom Wednesday upon being told he would not be granted bail. Watch this.
Sean Simpson came into Gaston County Court at points wiping away his tears as he stood before a judge. Just 16 years old, he's being charged with first-degree murder as an adult. That's as a result of a law change that went into effect in December, which allows teens his age to be charged as an adult in certain crimes. There was a realization that during this proceeding that the gravity was hitting him, a grand jury indictment that could come in the near future, and a moment that hit when a judge told him that he would not be seeing freedom anytime soon.
Court may impose a hold without bond. Court finds sufficient allegations to support the charges. Considering the relevant charges, he is ordered held without bond.
This moment is tough to watch, but it was something that Zaquavius Dawkins' family says they needed to be here for. Simpson accused of killing Dawkins Sunday night along Chester Street. Simpson also accused with attempted first-degree murder involving another victim. Dawkins' family says he was going to get medical supplies for his mother when he was killed. After Wednesday's court appearance, things were still raw for Dawkins' family.
It's affected everybody, even the neighborhood that he lives in. It affected everybody.
The boy like, what the? I'm a black teenager. Why am I getting no bail bond? What the? That's evil. You got to drop your anger, folks. All people. If you want to be free. If you don't want to be free, hold on to it. Just hold on to it and see what happens. 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE, or Dean out of Colorado. Or Dean, welcome to the show. Or Dean, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Doing good?
Hold on, Ardeen. Oh, man, let me know if she's ready. She's not ready yet. What the? Let me go to Timothy out of, let me know when she's ready there. Out of Louisiana. Timothy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing today?
All is well, sir.
Yes, sir. I was calling to talk to you about silent prayer. When I first started watching your show, I wasn't really reading my Bible as much. So when I started watching your show, you have kind of helped me overcome some things in my life that I just, hearing the silent prayer, when you ask the callers, are they doing the silent prayer?
Right.
For me, when I do the silent prayer, I did see some things come to the surface, like my anger.
Yes.
Some of the things that I've grown up with seeing as, you know. But when I get off the path, I see myself kind of getting frustrated and impatient. And I don't really see things changing. I see some things change. So sometimes I don't really know how to, I guess, like, accept what God is doing in my life. I think that he's punishing me when he's trying to just really take some things.
You think that God has punished you with what?
I thought at one time that he was punishing me.
Right.
For some of the choices that I made in my life as an adult.
Right.
So when I started doing the silent prayer, I started seeing some things like anger, like you're saying, like the enemy will try to battle you and be angry with you because you're trying to get closer to God.
Yes, absolutely. But, and so your question for me is what?
Like, how do you know that you're actually getting closer? Like, you say God's voice is a voiceless voice.
Right.
But sometimes I really don't hear him. I see him move, working things out of my life, but I don't really hear his voice. So how do you hear his voice?
You hear his voice with common sense. You, when you're just living your life without, I'm sorry?
Right. When you're just being silent.
Yeah, when you're just living your life without any ideas or plan, except for if you want to plan a trip and that kind of stuff. But when you just get up and live your life without any ideas or plan, everything would just work out by itself, and it would be amazing. And when things just make sense to you, that is the voice of God.
Right.
But I want you to know, though, that God does not punish. He does not punish. He has never punished you. He never will. He does not punish. He's all love. So he doesn't punish. Satan punishes you, but not God.
Right.
What do you think about that?
I just try not to get frustrated.
And how do you do that? How do you try not to?
Like you say, just me watching myself.
Yes.
Just paying attention to myself. Because I find myself sometimes being reactive.
Yes.
And lashing out outwardly when I don't, when I see that, I just, like you say, go back to yourself.
Absolutely. I promise you, Timothy, when you stop arguing with Satan in your mind, because that's what's going on, and when you stop arguing with other people about anything, you will have perfect peace. There's never, ever, ever, but never a reason to argue with people. You are arguing with the devil, and that's what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to get mad. The devil wants you to respond because you are giving it a false sense of life. But when you don't respond, don't react, your real power is in not reacting to things. But being still, that's when you have real power. But when you react, you become weak. You have no power. Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yeah, I told her to her face that I forgive her.
Nice.
So...
And what did she say?
She was quiet.
Right on.
She kind of just looked at me. She looked at me, that's all.
She was like, what the? And how about your father?
I still need to talk to him. Last time I talked to him, we kind of on good terms, but not really. So.
Well, ask him why didn't he protect you from your mother? See what he has to say.
Okay.
And also with the silent prayer, all you got to do, man, if you do this, you'll be fine. You do the silent prayer and you watch those thoughts now. You watch the thought of anger. You watch the thought of depression, anxiety, worry. Thinking about the past or the future, or all that stuff, just watch it. Don't call them you, and they will. They're spirits. They're evil spirits in your mind, and they have been talking to you all your life, trying to convince you and have convinced you that they were you. You have never decided to do anything wrong or right in your whole life. You have never done wrong in your entire life. You are neither a sinner nor a saint. You're neither wrong nor right. None of those things. It's just that the evil thoughts are trying to make you think that you are, but they have been controlling you and you didn't know it at the time. And so just be aware of that. Stay quiet, practice being present, and everything is working on your behalf.
Yes, sir.
But stay with the silent prayer and just practice staying present and never call those thoughts, the so-called good ones or bad ones, do not call them you ever again. They are not you. Those are illusions. Those are false identities that made a home in you, and they will be taken away from you. I promise you that if you stay with it.
Yes, sir.
And don't let the devil tell you you're not doing the silent prayer right. Don't only believe that. That's another lie, another thought, another lie. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
That's right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
Let's see. The part about religion.
Oh, what good have you gotten out of religion?
I think I just seeing people hearing the word of God. Religion.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Really nothing, because I mean, I grew up kind of isolated. So I went to church with my dad. So just watching him, I can only say like really nothing good, because to me he seemed like he was always angry.
Yeah.
And my mama too.
Yeah.
They was always angry. So, you know, they've been really the only people I spent most of my life with. So, you know, I can't really say anything good. I just, you know, it just makes me want to focus more on having a relationship with God and looking at myself.
Amazing. You know? Well, I really appreciate. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I said that's where I'm at right now.
Right, yes, on. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Timothy, you stay on this straight and narrow path. Do not get off. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, it's taking too long, or it's too hard. It's not going to happen for you. That's not true. You stay on it, and you practice staying out of thought. Don't judge it if you have to go in and out 1,000 times. Eventually, you won't. You will have a perfect life, and it's going to blow your mind. All right?
Yes,
and just know that God has never punished you. God is not punishing you, because God knows, you might not realize it, human beings don't know it, but God knows that you have never done anything wrong. And he said all of your sins have been forgiven. So you have never done anything wrong in your entire life. It wasn't you. I don't care what has happened through you. How bad it was or good it was. It was never you. It was something else working through you, and you thought that it was you. It was never you, all right?
Yes, sir.
Call me again, man.
That's what I'm trying to focus on. That's what I'm trying to focus on, so I won't get tricked.
Yes.
Because those thoughts, they are a lie.
They are.
And I do not want to go down the wrong path.
Thank
you, Jeff.
You're welcome. All you have to do is stay practicing with the prayer, stay present, and it would be impossible to go down that wrong path, because the wrong path would disappear, and it won't be because you're overcoming thoughts.
Right.
I wish you well, man. Call me again.
All right, I will.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Every human being must forgive if you want to be free. You got to admit that you're evil and that you're wrong. Let me go back to Ardeen and see if she's ready at this time. Ardeen, let's try it again.
I was ready. But you heard, I was on the treadmill, so you heard the alarm go off.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. I just wanted to call and make a comment on, you know me, as far as when you're saying that other presidents, they need to, you know, put their hand on the Bible.
Yeah, what I'm saying is they should not be allowed to use a whatever Bible they come from. If they're going to use a Bible, they should use the Christian Bible.
Why?
Because we are a Christian nation.
Well, okay. With the founding fathers, you agree? You agree with the founding fathers' philosophy, right? What they believed in, correct?
As far as what I know that they believe in, they put God first. That's why they were able to create the greatest country on this side of heaven. Yes.
Thomas Jefferson, he put his hand on his version of the Quran, his English version of the Quran. Calvin Coolidge put his hand not on the Bible. Andrew Jackson put his hand not on the Bible. One of the presidents did put their hand on a book of laws pertaining to the Constitution, that he's going to stand up for the Constitution. Teddy Roosevelt did not put his hand on the Bible. There's a lot of presidents that didn't do it. A lot of presidents that did good for a country.
If they're going to use a Bible, it should be the Christian Bible, not some Allahu Abba Bible, not some Buddha Bible. And what's the name of that Bible that man put his hands on, Hank? Gita. What? Gita. What?
Gita.
Not like some that. Gita Bible.
Why?
Either you use the Christian Bible or no Bible at all, because
Thomas Jefferson was wrong because
we are a Christian nation. Yes, he was wrong.
He was a wrong man, even though he was a founding father. He's wrong.
He was wrong to use anything other than the Christian Bible.
Oh, that's sad that you think that.
Why?
Because we are founded under the assumption that freedom of religion, and that means all religions.
Are you a Christian?
We are to believe. Yes, I am a Christian, yes.
And so do you disagree that if we're going to use a Bible, it must be a Christian Bible? Do you agree with that?
No.
And why not?
Because I think they need to stand up for our country, the Constitution. That's what I believe.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't stand up for the Constitution just because you're using the Bible. You're still going
to
stand up.
I want him to stand up for the Constitution, though. That's what I want him to stand up for. That's what I put him in the office for, to stand up for our Constitution.
And do you agree with me they should not allow foreigners to be in our government?
Like Elon Musk? Oh, yeah, I agree with that one.
Oh, good. So they should not allow foreigners, right?
Elon Musk, yes.
Elon Musk is not the only one, lady. Should they allow foreigners to
Melania
be
Melania Trump?
Ilana.
Ivana
Ilana.
Trump? Okay, hello.
Are you
even... Go on.
Calm down.
I'm calm. What?
Should they allow foreigners to be in our government?
Foreigners as far as...
are you a liberal or something? Why are you speaking that way?
I'm independent, basically.
I ask you where you've been. You tell me where you're going.
Okay, what?
I ask you, should they allow foreigners into our government?
What country or what foreigners have they allowed into our government?
Okay. I got to call me again. I got to take a break. She's not even answering. She's like, what's wrong with her? I got to take a break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news. When I come back, straight to your calls and Super Chats. Back in a moment. It is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Illegals got to register as illegals with the federal government. or be full-blown criminals. Nice. And Gaza ceasefire, a little update on that, I guess. And shall we privatize the post office? I think we shall. Elon Musk has been sacrificing for America, for love for the country. He lost $52 billion, but he's still the richest man in the world, and rightly so. And were there ever Martians? Commie Nonsense wants to ask the question, maybe. And 620 million Hindus gathered at the largest so-called religious gathering in the world. I heard some people got trampled the other week. And Chile scapegoating their electric companies? This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, February 26th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls and an excellent manhood hour in the third hour coming right up. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. The Department of so-called Homeland Security Wednesday stated certain illegal aliens, CNN falsely calls them undocumented immigrants, will face criminal penalties if they do not register themselves in a so-called new federal database. It's an old law, though. The registrar, I believe it's an old law, I heard elsewhere, the registry appears to target people who are not already on the government's radar. Meanwhile, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, announced that 118 people were arrested Tuesday in a mainly Latino area near Houston during a multi-agency enforcement operation. Makes sense. This occurred on the heels of another well-publicized enforcement action that happened in L.A. this past weekend. Los Angeles. There's crooks who want to help the crooks. It's terrible. And then there's decent people trying to help enforce the law, the righteous law. Gaza ceasefire. Israel's government has agreed to release Palestinian detainees in a new exchange, indicating the fragile ceasefire remains intact for now. The agreement between Hamas and Israel will see the exchange of the four final bodies of hostages due to be released in the next phase of the ceasefire deal for more than 600 Palestinian prisoners and detainees that supposedly should have been freed last Saturday, according to an Israeli source. Hamas accused Israel of violating the truce with that delay, casting some uncertainty over the precarious ceasefire deal. Nice word, precarious. And said that talks on the second phase would not be possible until they are freed. Officials are moving to privatize. Meanwhile, in America, the U.S. Post Office, despite losses, the U.S. Postal Service is supposedly more efficient than you think, they say, the experts. They say privatizing it could mean the end of guaranteed mail service to every American address. Give me a break. And Elon Musk has lost $52 billion in net worth this year, but he's still the richest man in the world by a long shot, let alone woman, obviously, according to the Bloomberg Billionaires Index. So cool. And CNN says, they ask, why is Mars red? A study suggests that Mars takes its red hue from a type of mineral that forms in cool water. Wow. Could reveal insights about whether the planet was ever able to support life. Were there Martians? I made that part up completely. But anyway, 620 million people attended the world's largest religious gathering, so-called religious, which wrapped up today in northern state of India, Uttar Pradesh, the Maha Kumbh Mela, or the Festival of the Sacred Pitcher, lasts 45 days and sees millions, hundreds of millions, of Hindu devotees taking a dip in the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of three holy rivers. What a mess. And Chile's president, Gabriel, also known as Chile, Chile's president, Gabriel Boric, blamed electric companies for a massive blackout that plunged most of the country into darkness on Tuesday, including the capital, Santiago. That's terrible. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, a doozy. The biblical question, what good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? What good have you gotten out of religion? Amazing, huh? If you're busy and out and running around doing whatever you're doing, you still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you could be listening anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world. And for the flat earthers, we are heard up and down the world by everybody and they mama if you're black. Everybody and their mama if you're white. So you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad, doing whatever you're doing. But you can podcast later as well. You can podcast. But you can call the listen line and listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And the last hour of the show is, has always been, and will always be. And we take all calls. There's two ladies. We take everybody call. Because everybody have the same problem. But it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo. A man is a male return to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
But I understand Maine. Is Maine here, the governor of Maine? Are you not going to comply with it? Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't.
Sing a song.
What? Your population doesn't want men playing in women's sports. So you better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
Full of the faith that the...
Good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
That the present has brought us.
What the? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. I got to ask, and then I get to your calls, my experts. Oh, Joel, can you run it? Come in here for a minute. This is the last minute. I mean, just on the spare of the moment minute, so they didn't know. I wanted to ask them about this gold card deal where Donald Trump is saying, according to Fox Business, President Donald Trump suggested the introduction of a gold code, of a gold card, visa on Tuesday afternoon, a potential opportunity for foreigners, investors to buy their way to American citizenship. I just want to replay it for those who might not be aware of this, and I want to hear from my experts, and then we'll get you to call us. Watch this from Fox News.
We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people.
So this is the proposal, and this is coming, this is really from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. It would replace the EB-5 visa, which has been in place since 1990. This is what the EB-5 is. It makes the necessary investment. You have to make the necessary investment in a commercial enterprise in the U.S., plan to create or preserve 10 permanent full-time jobs for qualified U.S. workers. Howard Lutnick, our Commerce Secretary, says that that EB-5 program is, quote, full of nonsense, make-believe, and fraud. It was a way to get a green card that was a low price. Now we're saying, hey, get rid of that ridiculous program and just put the $5 million down, and there you have it.
Amazing. James.
Yes.
Why were you not looking at that screen? You're over that way.
Habit.
What are you doing looking over there when you should look over here?
What were you doing looking over there when you should be looking over here?
Because it's cleaner. It's clearer.
Whatever.
Anyway, we talk about the TV screens in the studio. But let me, my experts are here, and I just want to see what they think about this, all right? This is Joel Friday from the Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday. You're black at 11 a.m. And one of the experts here on the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and next to him is the Hake Report, the host of the Hake Report, right after my show at 11 a.m., 9 a.m. Pacific time, 2:11. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon, right after Joel Friday. What do you think about that idea, Joel?
Oh, I like it and I don't like it.
What you don't like about it?
What I don't like about it, well, can I start with what I like about it?
Yes.
What I like about it is that they can, the people who are coming over here from other countries will come here for one, they paid a $5 million, and we can use that. And then they'll come over here and add value financially to the economy. So I think that's good. And then taxes and all that stuff.
Right.
But the thing I don't like about it is like the quality people that are bringing over, that they're going to be bringing over. Because a lot of people have money, but a lot of people aren't quality people.
Do a lot of people have $5 million?
A lot of people have a lot of money. There's actually a lot more people who are financially today well off, but completely immoral.
That's all right, long as you got money.
But the only thing is they fund all kind of crazy.
Poor people are immoral, too.
But then they fund all kind of crazy.
And they don't have any money.
Poor what people are worse.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I don't think so. I don't think poor people are worse.
Have you seen poor people lately?
But could you imagine a rich, immoral person? They can do a lot more damage to the world. Because they have money to use to finance their evil, to do and put, and place it in different kind of ways.
And but, then, but with the poor, we have to pay them to
right. They're
to
evil,
destroy us.
Right? No, yeah. That's
the rich,
true.
The rich evil people pay the poor evil people. Right. Messes up.
I guess that's bad too. But
anyway, you like the idea because what? I'm sorry.
I like it because then it's good for the economy.
Okay.
Right. But I don't like it because the U.S. tends to do a bad job at what do you call it when you
vetting?
Yeah, vetting people into the country. They don't do, like, even though they say, because there's qualifications that you have to meet, because that bill also says that the golden card will also give them a pathway to citizenship.
Right.
But when the U.S. Vets people, I don't think that they do the best job, because they're not vetting people, like, as far as their morality and their, what really matters, like, spiritual things. They're just like, oh, well, you seem decent. Meanwhile, they come in here and shoot up everybody. So,
okay. Or their children do.
Right.
And so, is that it?
Yeah.
What do you think about it, Hake?
I like it.
And why?
Because it's improving something that was already here. They were already able to come over here, but they didn't really have to pay anything. And they were already, they're already doing this. So he's fixing, a policy and improving on it.
And so does that mean that if you ain't got $5 million, you can't come?
Right.
Oh,
you
nice.
You want to be a job like creator. You got to create 10 permanent jobs in America and pay $5 million. I think it's okay. I do like the notion that Joel is bringing up and your super chatter on Rumble, Age of Inversion, Free White Men of Good Character, the 1790 Naturalization Act. Only those can become Americans.
What's that?
Free White Men of Good Character.
That was 1790.
That was our 1790 Naturalization Act in America.
Oh.
By the founders. So it would be nice if we had something like that, because I don't necessarily trust all these rich Indians and stuff like that.
Me either.
Yeah.
I like y'all, but...
Me too.
At your own house.
Yeah.
Okay. So you...
But overall, I like it.
And what's the dislike about it? Do you have a dislike about it?
I have qualms. I have similar qualms to these guys. Because it's bad people coming in and lamos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And Anchor Baby, you say?
My initial impression, I don't like it. And the reason is not necessarily because it's like bad vetting or anything. Because honestly, what I thought about it was different from when I saw Trump just talk right there already.
Right.
You know, when he mentioned that it's actually – when they said that's actually a replacement of EB-5 – and when he said it's a pathway to citizenship, he's saying it was already different than what I thought. Like, the pathway to the citizenship can come after. It's not like a guaranteed thing. So it's more thought out than I thought. It's clearly better than what is in place. And $5 million to come in, I think that's a better vet. That's a better criteria than most things already.
Yeah.
For, like, the type of person. But personally, I don't know what it is exactly, because it's a lot I don't know, but... I can't put my finger on it, but it smells like fear. I don't know. What is it? Why do we need such a big GDP? Like, I wonder what's going on that they're preparing for. $500 billion committed by Stargate. $300 billion committed by Apple. Obviously, it's amazing business and governance by Trump that they trust America, or they were forced to because of tariffs. Fine by me. But I'm, like, wondering, it's like, why do we need this so badly? Like, millionaires, come now. We need... GDP high up now. We need the money going now. We need to develop AI now. Like, it smells like fear a little bit. I look at like China, and they invested in their own people for whatever you can criticize. They invested in their own people for years and years, and they were in the background for a long time. And it seems like it's paying off for them. They're like, you know what? We agree with a lot of the things in the world, but we're going to do it with our own people. No immigrants.
Yeah.
The Chinese people.
I think I like the idea, but I think when I become president, I'm going to shut the borders, all the doors, the front door, the back door, and everything, side door. Nobody coming from any other place. And then we just, as Nick was saying, enhance the American people, you know. Let's just take care of home. And then once we get tired of taking care of home, everything is fine, we'll open up a little bit to let the people come in through the front door.
Yeah.
And it had to be, as you were saying about it, had to be like, people got some sense.
Yeah.
We don't want people coming from the asshole countries and bringing their asshole ideas over here.
And they got a lot of money still in those other countries, the people that come from. They're into some immoral things, but they know how to clean their money up to get over here and use resources. So
amazing. What a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess.
What do you think about all these airplane accidents and near misses and things like that? That was like two or three yesterday, right? I know I heard at least three almost things yesterday. Over at Fox 32 Chicago, it's reported that a Southwest Airlines flight had to abort its landing on Tuesday morning at Chicago Midway International Airport. I can't tell you how many times I've been through that airport. I'm like, oh, my God, Midway Airport, to avoid a collision with another plane that mistakenly entered the runway. Watch this from Chicago 32.
Southwest Flight 2504 landed here at Midway at 9:10 a.m. The passengers disembarked, not fully aware how close that they had come to potential catastrophe. Video captures the plane about to land at 8:50 a.m. when the pilots see a private jet entering the runway. They reverse course and quickly lift off.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, roger that, climb maintain 3000.
Air traffic control instructs the plane to circle back around after coming within seconds of a potential collision. The NTSB and FAA say they're investigating. In a statement, the FAA says, quote, the crew of Southwest Airlines Flight 2504 initiated a go-around when a business jet entered the runway without authorization at Chicago Midway Airport.
But it...
I meant going the other way.
I heard that they misheard instructions or they were understaffed or some weird confusion thing.
But this is a mess.
I don't think people understand how horrible that is, because it's not like a car where a car cuts you off, you just turn the other way.
Right.
These are two planes, and it's not good practice to go down, almost land, and then go back up. Like, it's just, it's horrible.
Well, yeah, if it hadn't, it would have been... catastrophic.
Right. I don't know, though. If you look closely, it looked like it might have only just barely clipped the tail with the wing, and it would have been fine.
Oh, you're right.
It might have been okay.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. You look, watch the video.
That's
closely.
Only because the pilot went back up. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
I don't know.
If the pilot had not decided, you're saying that the pilot had just landed and not gone back up.
If the pilot just landed, just trusted?
No,
it would have been,
it would have been
a close call.
No,
I had the same thought when I saw it. You're saying it went by.
Yeah. No, this other plane coming across.
I know, but he crossed
coming
it.
Down. It would have been a smash, and the plane would have exploded.
Yeah.
The pilot was like, I can make it.
Even if it's a close call, it's still too.
Yeah. No, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But you know when you try and run across the light, you try and catch the last few seconds of the light?
Yeah. It's like that.
That's what the jet did.
It ain't like that.
In the nick of time.
And the jet, like, oh, I ain't know. They didn't tell us to come across here. I ain't know where you're supposed to go. What the?
Yeah.
How you not know that?
I think you misheard instructions or didn't hear instructions or something, is what I heard on the news report the other day, yesterday.
But about that plane?
Yeah, about that very plane.
I could be wrong about this, but isn't it the only job of the air traffic controller is to make sure that this doesn't happen?
Right.
Like, well, I don't understand.
Correct.
All they gotta
but
do.
It depends on exactly what happened. If the pilot said, if the air traffic controller said to the pilot, runway 24 hold, and the pilot repeats, runway 24 hold, but then crosses. And it's like you repeated back the instructions, but you did it wrong. Or the air traffic was like runway 24 cross, and then the pilot did that. So who did it? Who messed up?
So you're saying that the pilot could have just misheard or ignored information as well.
It could have been coming from ATC, or it could have been the pilot.
Maybe he thought it was opposite day.
Oh, maybe they had a DEI person. They didn't know what they were doing.
That's what I'm saying. Let me debunk. Maybe I can debunk that, because how come both those planes didn't get the message? Or either, like Nick is saying, ignore the message. That's what I'm wondering.
There's a ground tower that's a ground tower that's directing all the ground traffic, and then there's the run. There's the tower. That's directing the people coming in, out, landing. So they're communicated, but you can imagine a number of things can go wrong.
Wow.
They usually don't, though.
Yeah.
And this is what the huge mess is.
And it's happening. It all happened at the same time.
I'm concerned about flying now. Really. I'm really concerned. Not afraid, but concerned. And this is the first time I've ever been concerned about flying.
Yeah.
I love to fly until the blast started flying and fighting on the plane.
Yeah.
And fighting in the airport. Fighting on the plane, fighting getting off the plane.
And Delta's talking about an all female flight crew.
Was it Delta?
Delta. Yeah, they pinned it on their TikTok. All female flight crew.
Lord, if we ever needed the Lord, we need him now. What a mess. All right, guys.
Can I ask you one more question?
That's your shirt, by the way.
Nice. All thoughts and lies you can get on the revealtheman.com/store.
That was designed by the Anchor Baby.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Yeah, I like it. Fits good, too. Good material.
Yeah, nice, soft, fitting material.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
So, do you agree with Trump and his team taking over the Gaza Strip thing?
Real fast, yes.
And, but then wasn't that not like America First? Like they're not putting America first? They're like getting involved?
But we own it. It is America.
So what exactly is he doing? He's just...
He's going to make it a resort. You know how next time you and your wife have to go on your honeymoon, I mean your, what do you call that, anniversary thing? You're going to be able to go down to the Gaza Strip in Israel.
They have a beach there.
And rent a hotel room on the beach and beautiful weather.
And live
there.
It up.
And just live it up. And you ain't got to worry about the Allah Uaba people.
Take it.
And they have horses
trying
on the
to
beach.
Hurt you.
But does it, you think that it's taken away from the like priority of America stuff? Or no? He got a team that they're doing it.
No, they're still working on America stuff. That's what I like about him. He put it home first. Yeah. Then he's taking care of these outside things.
Yeah.
Where Joe Biden just did the outside thing and didn't do nothing for home.
Actually, he made the outside stuff worse, too.
Yeah.
Biden did.
Absolutely. So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't know too much about it. That's why I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, I like the, if it happens, I like the idea.
Yeah. I just
plus I love Israel anyway. I love going to Jerusalem. I mean, Israel.
Yeah. My first thought was like, well, it's outside of the U.S., so I'm wondering how productive that would be. But, I mean, maybe there's more details that maybe.
It would be like that resort that you own down there in Cancun. You have a beautiful resort down in Cancun. It's outside the United States. You didn't invest in the United States. You went all the way to Mexico. It's like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, you still taking care of home first, though, right?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Fair enough.
And plus, I like Israel because you can even go to where they put, when Jesus died, they put him in behind that rock. Mm-hmm. And you can go in that tomb, and you can see where he laid.
Oh, they still got that over there? Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't know.
You can see where he laid in that tomb until he rose, and the rock moved.
Wow.
Yeah.
That tomb was owned by a Pharisee, I heard, a Pharisee who liked Jesus.
Well, they took nice care of him.
Yeah.
You heard about that, right? How he was put behind a rock.
Yeah, and then a lady heard about it, and they went to go, ran over there, and she needed help pushing the rock aside. Jesus was gone.
Yeah,
no, the angels had already moved the rock for them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the lady went over there to
one
check
of the
and
Marys,
see him?
Maybe two of the Marys.
Mm. Amazing.
Was going to put
so you
stuff
see
on.
Why you're at the beach over there?
Yeah.
Y'all can take a little tour of that. You can see the tomb. You can see the... They have a bunch of grapevines. I think grapevines over there because they love wine. The Jews love wine. And then you can see this underground world where they have a military that is built under the ground.
Interesting.
And when they get ready to go off and kill the Alaba people, they come from under the ground, like really under the ground, the plane come up into the...
Interesting.
A base.
And cool. You can go to the gates of hell in Israel.
What the? That's what they call it?
Uh-huh. That's what Jesus said. He said something like, what do you say about the gates of hell? That even the gates of hell won't be able to hurt the children of God. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. I remember exactly.
And he was standing at the gates of hell when he said it. So you can visit that site. You can literally see, you can go to the gates of hell, but you can't go down in that darkness because you won't be able to come back. And it's like dark like you've never seen before.
You can only go look. So then, can we do it?
But you can look down in there, but you can like stand on the outside and kind of look down in the tomb underground there, and you see the gates of hell.
A Bond 2025 trip.
It's time for one.
Nice. Really
ambitious, amazing,
huh?
Joel.
Nice.
Ambitious Joel.
Yeah, we should do that. It's an amazing trip. Anyway, I got to go to the call. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Let me go to Jacob, a first-time caller out of California. Jacob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
May God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesse.
You too, buddy.
Thank you for taking my...
my call.
Yes, sir.
I've been trying to actually get on the show for a while. I was wondering what your opinion is. I've been with my wife for 20 years. We have four kids. I'm 37 now. We got together when we were 19. And we needed counseling, and we never got it. And now she's like, I don't want to be with you anymore. She doesn't want to be in the marriage anymore. And I mean, it went both ways, as in fighting with each other and arguing. And now that I have a counselor, a pastor that is working with me, she's like, I don't care if we see him 1,000 times, I ain't changing my And I mean, I love her, and I mean, she left the other day and went to go drink and had drinks with a girl, and stayed in her car and went to sleep. And it's like, why I'm with the kids at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I told her it's evil. You know, it's not what a woman of God would do.
And what did your pastor suggest?
He is trying to just encourage us to forgive. And she says she forgives, but it doesn't really seem like it. She's still holding on to the past. You did this to me 15 years ago. You did this to me 6 months ago.
Yeah. And your question for me is what?
How can I make this relationship work with her? And because I love her, and I mean, I don't want to be without her.
And why don't you want to be without her?
It's because I invested so much time with her, and I feel like we have the resources now to make better decisions with her marriage and now it's just like, oh, it doesn't matter. It's too late.
Are you going to keep the kids when she leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Here's what I recommend.
Okay.
You say to her, she's like, I don't want to be with you. I'm leaving. Blah, blah, blah. You say, okay, bye. See you later. Bye.
Yeah.
And then you let her go. You work on yourself, drop your anger, work on yourself, and take care of your children, and let her go. What's wrong with you that you need or want her to stay? Why do you want her to stay?
It's just like we're just together. I feel like we'd be better as a family.
But it ain't better. It ain't working out. She's ready to go. She doesn't want to be with you. Why do you want to be with anyone that doesn't want to be with you?
Yeah, I know.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I can't let her go like that.
You made her your God. Why can't you let her go? What the?
I love her too much.
No, you don't. If you loved her, that stuff you have is hate. That's not love. It's phony. It's fake. It pretend to be love, but it's hate. Because if you loved her, you would let her go, and you wouldn't feel anything about it. You wouldn't be lonely. You wouldn't be missing her. You would never call her again. You'd be done with her. But because you hate her and you call it love, that's why you're having a problem. You made her your God. Let her go and work on you. Don't argue with her or anything. Just say, oh, okay, bye. See you later.
Yeah. I tried that. I always find myself just praying and just
asking God to do what? Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Don't hang up. Back in a moment, folks. Oh, Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, 888-775-3773. The Hate Report is coming up in the top of this hour and from 9 to 11. And after the Hate Report, Joy of Friday TV. You black at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on locals.com at 12 noon Pacific time. Make sure you donate to the nonprofit to keep us going, doing what we're doing to help others as we have helped you. You've been helped. So go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663 to make a donation. I want to go quickly back to Jacob, and Jacob's wife wants to leave. He doesn't want her to leave. He wants to know, what can I do? Jacob,
yes,
is that normal to want to be with anyone that doesn't want to be with you? And is that normal to miss them, to be lonely, to be pining for them? You have made them your God, and that's why you feel that void, that emptiness. This is a perfect time for you to let her go and take the ego pain and start working on you. And you're fortunate, if she, especially if she's going to leave those kids and you don't have to be fighting over your children, let her go. Mm. It's abnormal to be crying and missing her. And I don't care if you've been together 100 years, you're not supposed to miss anyone at any time. You made her your God.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
And the more you beg her to stay or whine about it or anything, it's fulfilling her ego and it giving her false courage to leave you because she feels like she's in control of you. And that make her feel alive when she's really dead spiritually. But you make her feel alive. Let her go. Don't argue about it anymore. Don't tell her to stay or anything. And start working on you. Because if she doesn't work on herself, all she's going to ever do now is give you hell, and she will never forget the past, because women, not all, but now, except those women who work on themselves, they don't forget the past. She'll bring that up 50 years from now.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
That's what she's been bringing up, the past, every single time we get in some type of argument.
Yeah, let her go, man. Don't argue, don't. Don't say, okay, see you later. When you leaving?
Yeah, we're in a kind of a bad situation too, though, because we just moved from Oklahoma City back to Yuba City, California, and we ain't got no place yet. We're living out of motel rooms. She gets her own motel. I get mine, and it's just burning money.
Don't give her any more money. Let her get her own money for her own room. And let her suffer. Mm-hmm. Don't give her a dime. If she's leaving, don't give her anything. She's leaving the marriage, not you.
Yeah, but I was the one that, I guess you could say, ruined it, I guess, you know?
How?
I mean, just the way I treated her, and I didn't treat her with a lot of respect and a lot of love.
How did you treat her?
Well, it's just, I mean, it was physical sometimes in the beginning, and there's a lot of, like, arguing and just verbal abuse.
You guys would fight?
Yeah.
Both of you would fight? Would you fight her, or both you fighting each other?
Each other.
Yeah.
Like in...
And you know why?
But we loved each other. We love each other. And, I mean, it's not like that anymore.
Where's the love in that?
Yeah, I know. Cause,
no, there was a question. Know, Jesse. What do you mean you love her? You don't love her and she doesn't love you. That's not love. That's hate. Anger is hatred.
Yeah. I don't know.
You don't love her.
We didn't have Christ, like, in the middle of our
And you
like,
still don't have Christ in the middle.
Yeah, because I know.
If you had Christ in the middle, and I don't care what has happened, if you had Christ in the middle and she decides she wanted to leave, you'd be able to say, okay, bye. Because you don't need her. Your love comes straight from God, not from any human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
But unfortunately, it's not doing that right now because you're trying to get love from her, and she doesn't have love to give, and you don't have love to give her, so you have two devils together fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. And, like over maybe about a year ago, I tell her I love her every day, but she hasn't told me she loved me over a year at least.
And why do you tell her you love her every day?
Just so so she knows, I mean, just so she don't forget. I mean, I don't know. I mean, because I do. I really feel like I really do love her.
But love is not a feeling, man. That's hate. That's not love. There's no feelings in love. A love is a dispassionate spirit. That fake love you have is a passionate feeling, but that's hate. That's not love. Because if you loved her, you can let her go and not feel a thing. And you tell her you love her every day, she think you're weak. And you are by telling her that every day. Why you need to tell her that every day? That doesn't even make sense. You've been a beta male. She hates beta males.
I know. It's just this has turned me into a beta a little bit, Jesse. Not.
No, if you tell her you love her every day, you beat beta. Beta! Let her go and start working on you so you can overcome this. Because if you cry over her or try to keep her, and, oh, I miss her and I love her, and she will, she's going to leave. And you're going to find yourself doing the same thing with the next woman. You just find yourself another false god.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to put any type of time into another relationship, I don't think. It's just too much. It's too much.
Have you heard me say you need to forgive your mother?
Yeah.
Have you done that?
I have. I mean, yeah, I have.
You told your mother you forgive her?
No, in my mind I did, but I didn't really tell her.
So you didn't do it then? I didn't tell you to go and tell her in your mind. I told you to go to her. And, hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You turned me away from my father. You imposed your will on me, and I become just like you. That's why you don't know how to deal with your wife perfectly, because you are mama's boy.
Yeah. And well, I would not need, like, I'm not really, like, attached to her, my mom, I mean.
Well, yes, you are. You haven't told her you forgive her yet. Why not?
I could try that. I could do that today.
Why you haven't done it?
It's just been something that's been just, I don't know. I just haven't really thought about it as much to do it.
Jacob, you have to, if you want to be free, buddy, you got to work on you. You got to overcome your mother's spirit by forgiving her. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. And God will forgive you when you forgive your mother, and he will take her identity away from you and give you back his spirit, and then things will come to order for you. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman. And so you wouldn't have to be begging this woman to stay or even wanting her to stay. If she stays, it's fine. If she doesn't, you're not supposed to try to make a relationship work. You're not supposed to put one iota of energy into trying to make a relationship work. It either works naturally or it doesn't. And if it's not working naturally, it's not meant to be. You're trying to make some be that's not meant to be, and all you're going to catch is hell.
Yeah.
Have you forgiven your... So what?
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, so why don't you let her go and just start working on you? Don't call her. Don't try to contact her. Don't nothing. Don't ask her to stay. Just let her go. You just work on you and take care of your children. Build a life for you and your children.
I don't know. I just don't want nothing to happen to her.
Why not?
It's a bad world out there. And,
but why do you care at all, take any concern what happens to her? That doesn't make sense. Mama, don't be a mama. I don't want nothing to happen to you, baby. That's her responsibility to take, not yours.
Yeah, I feel like since I'm husband and you know, I'm like, I'm responsible for you know, for her to a certain extent.
But if she doesn't want to be with you, if she's willing to leave or wanting to leave, you're no longer responsible to her, for her or to her. You owe her nothing.
Yeah.
Because of time, I got to run, but here's what I recommend. You forgive your mother for recreating you in her image. And that's why you made this woman your god. Men and women make mama gods, and you're always attracted to what you hate. So forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. Do the silent prayer. Mm-hmm. Stay out of your thought and let that woman go. Be done with her. Don't argue with her. Don't cry. Don't beg. Don't anything. Because your ego is hurting, not you. If the thoughts and the pain is in your body, but not in you. You, the real you, feel nothing about it. It's the fake you that's missing her or don't want her to leave. And if you keep her, I promise you, you're going to suffer for it. She's going to bring you pure hell.
Hopefully not, but yeah, I hear you.
And stop sounding so pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like, uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. It's just an everyday thing. And
what's the everyday thing?
Just this whole thing every day. It's like trying to get back with her, trying to make things better, just praying to God that he'll change things, and just keeping the family together. My kids are out of control. They're running away from school. She did other things too. And
how old are your kids?
6, 4, 13, and 7.
So the kids are out of control because the parents are out of control. Kids are examples of whatever their parents are. Your kids just one day decide, oh, let me go out of control. The parents are out of control. How do you expect them to be in control or under control if the parents are out of control?
Yeah.
If you have bad children, it's because the parents are bad. Children are not naturally bad.
Yeah, that's true. But it's got to that point, and I spared the rod, and I mean, I didn't spank them. I didn't I didn't, you know, do that.
Forget about what you have or have not done. Start working on you so the Spirit of the Father can guide you and you'll be fine. But you got to put that first. Loving what's right with all your heart, soul, and mind, along with nobody else or anything else. And then God will guide you. He'll show you how to overcome all this stuff. But you got to stay out of your thought. And stop begging God to keep that woman there and all that, because you're begging God to let the devil stay with you.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
You're like, please, God, let the devil stay with me and give me more hell. It's not bad enough yet, Lord. I beg you. Let the devil stay.
Oh, man.
You're begging God for misery, and when misery comes, and it will, you're going to be like, what the? Take the pain, let her go, work on you.
Okay.
Let her go.
Thank you. I don't think I could do that, though, Jesse.
Okay.
To be honest.
Okay, then suffer. Suffer and die, because she's going to destroy your soul. The more you show her that you want her, the worse she's going to get, because she hates your weakness. Women want men that don't want them, don't need them, don't want them. They're drawn to that. Women hate men that want them. But for now, start working on you. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. Do the silent prayer. Stay out of your head and see what happens. Now, if you want her, the devil going to let God going to let you keep her, and the devil going to be very pleased, because he's going to destroy you through her. You think you've been a beta, you're going to get worse.
Well, I hope that it gets better, though, God willing. And
God ain't got nothing to do with it, and hoping it ain't going to do it either. It can't get better when you're willing to stay in hell, man. You're willing to stay in hell. How can things get better? And you're begging God to keep you in hell. How can things get better?
Can't.
So how are you hoping for something that ain't going to happen when that's not what you want? You don't want things to get better. You want that woman. For your ego.
I love her, though, Jesse. I love the kids.
No, you don't. You don't love the kids, and you don't love her. Because if you loved her, you wouldn't be yearning for her like this. You wouldn't be weak. You wouldn't have. You could take it or leave it if you loved her. You hate her, and you call it love, because that emotion you have that comes from hate, it feels like love, and the devil is telling you that you love her, and the devil is lying to you, and the devil will make her stay, and then you will catch more hell, and the devil will laugh at you.
Yeah, he is laughing at me.
Yeah. You're going to laugh more.
He's winning right now.
He's laughing more if you keep her. He's going to laugh at your pain. And then he's going to tell you, buy her some ice cream. Buy her some flowers. And you're going to go buy the flowers, he's going to laugh at you some more. Because you're listening to the devil and not to God. You're praying to the devil and not to God. Let that woman go, man. Put only God first and no one else. The fact that you're weak like this is something wrong with you.
Yeah.
I got to run.
All right, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate you.
Let me know.
God bless you.
You too, buddy. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
I promise you, though, if you beg her to stay, you will regret it.
Yeah, I'm not going to beg her no more.
Yeah, let her go. Don't show weakness at all. Just let her go. Don't argue anymore. Let her go. Tell her to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
I will, Jesse. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm taking my call.
All right. 888-7753-773. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Gregory bought 5 coffees. I think religion, I guess this is an answer to the biblical question, perhaps.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
Taught me how to worship preachers and not God. I guess that's not a good thing.
No.
Every church I've been to was about the preacher. I don't know if any good comes from religion. What is religion? Asks Gregory.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Lin Yan Chin says, never trust anyone who spams the hyper chaser terms absolutely and completely. They're mere mouth breathers, just empty vessels of insecurity.
Amazing. Thank you.
Totally. Thank you, Lin Yan Chin.
Yeah.
Hanez, 3 more coffees. Biblical question.
What good have you gotten out of religion?
I get nothing out of religion. Only seeking God first, forgiving, and doing the silent prayer saved me. Also, I tried to buy a When She's Crying, She's Lying t-shirt, but your website doesn't allow shipping to Ireland. Crying.
Ireland.
Emojis.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Now you're lying, too, because you're crying. Hannes, Maybe we'll get it worked out for you, perhaps.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
Thank you, Hannes.
Thank you, though. Thanks for letting me know.
Ronnie in Ohio. Uncle Jesse, my response to the biblical question?
What good have you gotten out of religion?
The good that I've gotten out of religion is the awareness of how broken and evil many humans are, including and especially those who are called church leaders.
Amazing.
Religion is nothing compared to having an intimate relationship with the Father.
Amazing. Thank you, Ronnie. And I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
A revision to Luke's biblical question answer. He buys a coffee, saying, after thinking about it some more, the only good religion has done me is make me think and question it. It has helped me to wake up. Otherwise, my previous answer stands no good. Idols, rituals, and control.
Oh, amazing. Thank you for responding. I put my 2 cents in Sunday. Thank you.
Wise Sage Eli bought a coffee. Mr. P, I recently seen that this one guy, athlete turned something, got a NAACP award, and I thought about how amazing it would be if you won it and how stunned so many people would be to find out you did. And if you were allowed to make a speech, it needs to be on pay-per-view because the blacks, angry, cussing emoji, are going to be upset when you're done. Sideways laughing emojis.
Amazing. What's wrong with the blacks? Thank you.
Terry says, hey, we can super chat on YouTube now. Yay. Hands up emoji.
Right on. Thank you.
Lin Yan Chin Hake, just hust is just in typo. I rushed that chat. Thank you, Lin. Extra. I picked up on it. Taylor says,
what's hush and what?
He did a typo on his prior super chat, and he gave another super chat to correct that typo.
Oh, I see.
Thank you for the
thank
bonus.
You. Amazing.
Taylor says, please hire Joy Reid, Jesse. She needs some work.
If ever Joy Reid needed a job, she needed it now. Thank you for that. I got to stop right there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you all. I got to go to Tyler. Is it Tyler? Taylor. A first-time call out of Colorado. Taylor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How are you doing?
All is well.
He alive. Well, I wanted to start off with Proverbs, idle hands are the devil's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been a musician for probably like 23 years.
Because of time? And go right to the question or comment because of time.
Okay. All right. Well, it's overall I was going to get to. People seem to have a real hard time with your concept of no thoughts and the hatred and all that stuff. And I feel like maybe a good way to start is completely drop as much technology as you possibly can and try to get in that flow of, like, when you're working, you know, and you're feeling good, you do not think of anything. You just feel really good. I think that has to do with, like, Jesus being a carpenter and just, I don't know. I wondered your opinion on that.
I don't quite understand the question. Do me a favor, because of time, I don't want to give you a quick answer. Are you able to call me at another time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, call me at another time.
Okay, sorry. All
right, let me go to Aaron out of Maryland. Aaron, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what up, Jesse?
All is well, real fast.
Hey, I just had my first cup of punchy coffee this morning. It's amazing.
Amazing. Punchy's coffee. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. It's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, I know you guys are good over there, Bond, at all this Jesus stuff, but I didn't know you guys knew anything about coffee.
Oh, that's yeah. Cool. We can make coffee and we know how to sing and dance.
Nice. Very cool, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. I appreciate that. Get your Punchy's coffee, folks, by going to rebuildingtheman.com/store. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. And every dime goes back into the nonprofit to get done what we're doing. I appreciate it. But the coffee is good, too. Believe me. All right. The Hate Report is coming up now. And then after the Hate Report, Joel Friday TV. He black at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on locals.com. And get on that straight and narrow, folks. If you want perfect peace, you can have it. But you got to let go. You got to let go of your ego. In order to live, you must die away from the ego. Thoughts and feelings are your enemy, not your friend. Anger is your enemy. Anger separates you from God. Now, if you want to hold on to my Jesus anger, you go right ahead. See how far they get you. I'll be back tomorrow, the Lord is willing, and the creek will rise. Bible Thumper Thursday. And thank you for your super chats. We will finish those that we missed today and all your donations and everything. So thank you, folks. The Hate Report is coming up now. Rebuilding for the prayer, go to rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy. Take care. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.